Again, with today's practice, much like yesterday, we were on the same schedule. We were still in a nickel emphasis, and then we got to some red zone towards the end. We kept Brandon Cooks inside. He still has a fever, and you know, we'll see where he's at tomorrow. We go in the evening, 7 o'clock. Any questions?
Jairus Byrd was pretty active out there today, pretty physical as well. Is that just the next step in his progression back?
Yeah, so he's gotten back, and basically the last step was getting clearance for contact. In other words, coming onto the roster and being in drills, except for team drills, he's gotten that final clearance. And so now you're seeing him really with no limitations.
How does that change what y'all are able to do in the second year? Obviously, he's a great player, but now the looks that you'll
there's nothing necessarily schematically that's changing. It's just the addition of a guy that, you know, needs reps, and we want to get him functioning with the defense and, you know, get him up to speed. He's pretty sharp, so I think mentally he's been on top of everything with meetings and, you know, since he's been back on the field. But now it gives him the ability to play, and he'll play this weekend.
Coach, how far along are you for your cuts for next week? And could you do it after 2 games, or does 3 games really help?
Well, you just budget for 3. We get down to 75, 4, we get down to 53. I mean, you budget for that, meaning that's what you're planning in your mind. So any type of discussion that you have typically starts with the first cut down. You know, occasionally you'll be early and not late. You know, in other words, you might reduce before you need to. But to your question, whether after 2 could you, you know, certainly you could if you had to, yeah. You'd like to see exposure. I think this game is going to be important for a lot of guys, very important. So when you take a player like Jairus, this is an important game because he hadn't been able to play in the first 2, and so now we'll be smart with the reps we give him and the amount we give him, but, you know, I don't think you can just throw the ball out there and play. And there's a little bit of football conditioning that goes into it, and I think that that's important.
There's talk about the practice squads maybe expanding to 10. Are you in favor of that?
Yeah, absolutely. I've heard that. We talked about it this morning. And I think it's the number one way for teams to develop players, because you guys are a practice, and once the season starts, those guys are a part of the team. They're involved in drills. They're involved in every element. And all you have to do is look at the past 5 years, practice squad players that are now on 53 rosters, and there's a ton of them. So, yes.
Along those lines, are you in favor, obviously, when they implemented the injured reserve, that one exemption, you think that might be expanded as far as being in favor of that?
Well, it's been talked about. I think there's some specifics that they got to work through, but the idea of being able to bring a player back that's been injured, having one now is a positive. You know, and each team can look at it differently, and if in the future that expands, then that'd be great. But I haven't paid as much attention to that as I have just recently hearing about the practice squad roster going up. So, you know, I think it's a good change, though, we have now.
Sean, as far as tomorrow night, is there any chance the fans maybe get to see a live goal line session, maybe?
Well, they won't see any live goal line because we're going to be in shoulder pads and helmets. So we're going to be in pads, not lowers. But they'll see team and 7-on-7. It'll be a practice. But we won't be in any live periods.
Any update on Warwick at all, Coach?
Nothing new.
The importance of Jari Evans being back, kind of not only on the field, but just his leadership with these young offensive linemen as well.
Well, look, he's in his 9th year. He's an outstanding player. You know, he leads in a quiet way, I would say, but he certainly has the respect of his teammates. So a player like that, you know, is very important to what we're doing, very important to the development of young players. You know, we always talk about, you know, who they're getting in line behind. And I think it's important for the younger rookies, the first-year players, to see not only what a player's doing, but the work ethic, preparation, all those things.
We'll wait to the decision.
If it came to, would you be comfortable going into the season with Austin Johnson as fullback? And how much is Greg Jones in that mix as well?
Well, Greg's a veteran player. Austin's been with us now for better part of a year and a half. And so, look, I think, number one, Austin's had a good camp. Greg's been here for 2 weeks. Both of them will play a lot again this weekend. And, our preparation's got to be with the idea that as Eric's rehabbing, we've got to be ready to have a fullback week one with the chance it's not going to be Eric. And so both of those guys are competing. And I think Derek's case, he's working to get in shape and get his weight down. Austin's doing real well.
Sean, do you like seeing Powell?
Yeah, you know, I think special teams are going to be important. At times he's flashed, at times he's gotten a lot on his plate, and it's been a little bit mumble-jumbled, if you will. So I think, again, there's a handful of players, but he would be one that we're really looking closely at as to his fit and how can he help us not only on defense, but more importantly, how can he help us in the kicking game.
Coach, on the field, we know Coach Ryan is a fantastic coach. Is there something off the field, meeting rooms, personal, that sets him apart from everyone else that you've been around, Coach Ryan?
Well, I would say it doesn't set him apart from everyone else I've been around, but I would say it sets him in a group of good coaches that I've been around. And typically, those guys are passionate. They care about their players. And, you know, that's the first thing, their love of the game. And, you know, he's someone that works extremely hard at it. But I think that the passion part of it, and I think the amount and the attention he spends with his players, I think all of those things make him special.
The extra point experiment's over now after the first 2 weeks. Just what did you think about it, and where does it stand between the two kickers right now?
Well, nothing new to report with the kickers. We've got real good competition there. I understand one of the reasons we looked at changing what is the PAT as we know it, if you're kicking it. I don't know that that'll be the thing that changes in the future, but I wouldn't be surprised if there is some change to how we handle the PAT. But overall, no strong opinion for or against it. It was just a spot at the 15 rather than the 2, and then if we went for 2, it'd go to the 2. The first one clanked off the upright, so I wasn't a big fan of it then.
What went into the decision to go out to Mandeville High School for tomorrow?
I think more than anything, just bringing our team to another area, you know, and I know there are a lot of folks on the North Shore that are huge fans. Makes it a little bit convenient for them. If an evening practice where they can go out and catch a practice they might not normally be able to see. So just trying to spread it around a little bit.
Reggie Wayne, they're going to try to get him back on the field. Reggie Wayne, New Orleans guy. Could you reflect on his career, what he's meant to the NFL in the context of 35 years old and coming back from an ACL?
Well, he's an extremely talented player. I know him a little bit more uniquely because I was here in Louisiana as a recruiting high school players for the University of Illinois, and CJ and I. CJ was at Miami, who recruited Reggie. We spent the better part of a week going in and out of these schools, and we got to about 30, 35 schools. And had I been just solo with a map, I probably would have gotten to 12. But Curtis would drive in, parking lot, back door in a gymnasium right to the coach, where normally you might go to the front desk, get a pass, and go through all the correct steps. But that year, Reggie Wayne was coming out. That year, Ed Reed was coming out. There was another good player at St. Augs, I think a defensive tackle. I can't think of his. There was a handful of good players coming out. And so I remember his recruitment. I remember hearing what I heard from Curtis. And then over the years followed him. So, look, he's very competitive. You know, he's the type of player that could do that, that could recover from an injury like that. And he's had a great career.
Sean, did you ever beat CJ out on a New Orleans area prospect?
Not while he was at Miami. No. No. Look, every year there's great talent. And you know, one of the things he's doing so well at Tulane is identifying it, recruiting it, and those guys are winning their battles. And it starts with, you know, the procurement of talent, and he's very good at that.